For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. A mental competency evaluation has been ordered for a Headland man who's accused of stabbing his mother to death. The attorney for Alex McKay was granted that request this week to see if his client is able to stand trial for murder. Alex McKay has a history of mental illness and was said to be off of his meds the night of the murder. As thousands of students crowd the beaches of South Alabama for spring break, the Gulf Shores Police Department is reporting 47 arrests were made this past weekend alone. It's part of a new set of ordinances approved to cut down on drinking, violence, and possession of firearms. Enterprise could be getting new wayfinder signs. Officials with the city's Tourism and Community Relations Department say that the signs were suggested by citizens who found navigating through Enterprise to be difficult. If passed, the project would be completed in three phases. Phase one would start in 2025. A Dothan man accused of defacing Florida State Capitol property after spray painting Save Gaza across traffic barriers in Tallahassee. Police say 23-year-old Kylie Vance Justice turned himself in after Capitol Police identified him as one of two people who wrote the graffiti during a rally outside the Capitol earlier this month. He faces one count of criminal mischief. A right lane on a portion of Girard Avenue in Dothan will be closed for the next several weeks for repair work. The closure is at the intersection of Montgomery Highway, and drivers are urged to use caution in the work zone. The lane closure could last up to 3 weeks. And you could be the next entrepreneur in Enterprise. Applications are being accepted now for the next occupants of the small box shop in Enterprise to test their small business concepts. The small box shop requires applicants to have a current business license in Enterprise. The deadline to apply is April 19th. Get details at the link on our website. And that's the latest look at your headlines from WiregrassDailyNews.com. I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 1039.